Matthew 11, 28 and 29 and 30, it says Jesus' yoke. And I believe this is specific to the people that went up to the altar today. Jesus' yoke causes us to rest. It eases, relieves, and refreshes our souls. He is gentle, and we will find refreshment, recreation, and a blessed quiet for our souls. His yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant, and his burden is light and easy to be borne. So whatever the enemy has been trying to yoke you with, and this was actually dropped into my spirit like a day and a half ago, we are not yoked to a situation. We're not yoked with a circumstance. We're not yoked with the wind and the things that change in the natural realm. We're not yoked with the soul. We're not yoked with loss. We're not yoked to a diagnosis. We're not yoked to other people's choices and decisions. We're yoked with Christ. And I just decree right now a recreation to come into people's souls where there has been heaviness and despair and desperation, a sense of loss, a sense of bleakness, where you feel like you can't go on in this darkness. There is a blessed quiet for your souls that you will walk with when you leave this place today. Because our God is gentle and easy, and recreation is joy and enjoyment and lightness and a floating with the Holy Ghost. So we just speak right now and we agree that every individual that was obedient under this anointing to come up and to receive, you're yoked with Christ Jesus. You're yoked with the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. The resurrection touch dwells on the inside of you. And as you touch things, and as you speak to things, and as you interact with people, the resurrection power of God brings a change to that situation. But you are comfortable, gracious, pleasant, light, and easy as you walk with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Don't go anywhere. There's more people, am I right? Then you tell them you're more people.
Yes, well, whoever you are, take advantage of this anointing. And maybe you were feeling like, well, maybe it's not that I don't feel like I can go on, but I'm overwhelmed and I feel stressed out or worried or anxious, or the cares of this world have just been tethering you and keeping you from the pace that the Holy Spirit has for you during the day. Or maybe your thoughts have been yoked with something in the natural. Come up and receive and just sever those yokes. Those are mirages in the desert. Those are smoke screens. Those are things that are trying to smite you. But Almighty God is a living, powerful river that we can dip into and be refreshed and restored and relieved and eased.
And do you ever go to an ice cream place? Do you want a single scoop or a double scoop?
Sure.
Some have already come. They need to come back for a double scoop. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yes.
You like triple scoops. You like shakes.
If I'm going to do it,
you're going to do it right. Come on.
Fullness.
The woman of God has just spoke through God. Come on.
So regardless of what is going on, decree and speak and establish. What we decree, God establishes. And everything that he's created rises up together to establish what the word of God decrees for us. I am yoked with Jesus Christ. And that is not a mismated alliance. And anything that is trying to mismate an alliance with you, address in this anointing today and sever it and tell it no. I'm not yoked with you. My emotions aren't yoked with you. My thoughts aren't getting distracted and swirled and twirled and worried and heavy. of this world. I'm yoked with Christ. I live in recreation. I live in refreshment. I live in a blessed quiet. That's mine. That's mine. It's a blessed quiet, Elijah. It's a blessed quiet. It's easy. It's easy. Your decisions up to this point are making your walk easy. We come against every lie of the enemy that's coming to try to make your feet feel heavy. You have the pace of the Spirit, Elijah. It's persuasive, it's anointing, it's consecrated, it's elevating. You haven't missed anything and you're not behind. You're moving into the next season. There's no lack with your skillful shepherd. His hand is upon you. His hand is touching you. It's resting on you. We're gonna own something. Let's own our walk with Jesus Christ in every area of our lives. And let's stop the senseless chatter and the things that would add to a mismated alliance. Maybe if we don't have anything helpful, good, productive, holy, and righteous to say, maybe we're not talking in that moment. Maybe we're not participating in every conversation. Maybe we stop speculating and we just say, I own the perspective of heaven today regarding this. Amen.
I want to help you out. There's more in your belly than even what was on that book page. Let God speak to you. Go ahead. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Have time to doubt the season that we're in and question where we are, why we are, what we're doing. The pace of the Spirit is different than the pace of the natural realm. And we can't compare in the natural realm what we're doing, where we're going. The acronym that the Holy Spirit gave me for pace is a persuasive approach that's consecrated and elevating. It's persuasive because the people around us see spiritual fruit that they don't see in other places. We have to own our walk. We have to own our pace. We have to own our place. The Holy Spirit establishes our location. He gives us instructions into the palm of our hands, just like in the Old Testament. He directs our feet. Some of us are going to have burning bush experiences that are going to turn us on our heels back into the destiny and the purpose that is steadfast according to the plan of the Lord for our lives. Our children are going to have burning bush experiences and moments where they come into an undeniable encounter with the voice of the Lord speaking to them. Who are you believing God for? Thank God for those Pentecost experiences, those burning bush moments, those knock me off my horse moments where I can't deny that my Creator's speaking to me. We receive that for the people around us. God doesn't change. He's creative with His counsel. We trust Him. We trust how He's speaking. We trust how He's moving. Don't worry about the rest of this month. Don't worry about August. Don't worry about September. Don't worry about what's on the calendar. Today, God has a steady and consistent purpose for you. His word says He magnifies and glorifies instruction and revelation. What's the instruction and revelation for today? When we wake up in the morning, what's the instruction and revelation you have for me today, mighty God? Speak to me. And don't give an ounce to worry. We are yoked with Jesus Christ. We are yoked with the Master of the universe. our bodies resonate what God intended when He created us in the secret place. We command anything that is disordered to get ordered into divine alignment with heaven in our bodies. We don't allow disorder because the resurrection power of Jesus Christ dwells on the inside of us. We don't tolerate symptoms. We don't tolerate dysfunction. We speak to it. We address it. We don't let the enemy silence us and plug up our mouths. Don't let the enemy plug up your mouth while you're spending an hour and a half searching on your phone, scrolling, trolling. Meanwhile, our mouths are silent. Let's all say together, I'm yoked with Jesus Christ. I am yoked with Jesus Christ. Yes. There's no room for any counterfeits. There's no room for any Ishmaels. I don't have any room in my life for a mismated alliance. I'm yoked with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, worship the King.